Have you lived there long?
13 years.
13 years.
Yeah.
This is Al Cox and his wife. Your name is?
Esther.
Esther. And they live out on East Colley Road beyond the old hill farm, beyond the woods there. On the left, I understand.
Well, we live in the old...
used to be Ralph McCurran's
McCurran
before
place.
We did.
Ralph
the Ralph McCurran place. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's where we're
at. Mm-hmm. And I've learned from Dad that you worked on the farm when you were 17 and that now you're 66.
Yeah. Well, I'll be 66 in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So... So what year would that have been then, or year that you were on the farm?
Well, I figured it about, 48, 49, somewhere in there.
Well, Grandpa died in May, April 30th or so of 49.
Did he?
So if you don't remember WJ's death, you were probably there in 38, I mean, 48.
48, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was living in town.
Yeah, I lived in, I came out every day.
No, but my father.
Oh, your father was.
Lived in town for the last 10 years of his life, wasn't it, Jackie?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was earlier that I, maybe I was younger, because I remember riding in the car with him. We'd go out together and feed slop the hogs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I used to point out that he never shifted his car. You know, he got it going, he never shifted it. And I, you know, point out to him that, and, oh, he'd kind of chuckle and shift it.
Right,
you know.
Right. I'll use a pencil.
Went in town with him a couple times that I recall.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, I enjoyed it out there, you know. Mm-hmm. He was, nobody could smoke out there.
Right.
You know,
uh-huh.
And he'd get very upset if he ever thought anybody did. But I enjoyed it.
Were you hired for the whole year or just for the summer?
For the summer. Type thing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what sorts of things did you do?
Well, I worked, I helped with the haying.
Mm-hmm.
Would go pick up hay on the wagon and stuff. And then I worked around the kind of a cleanup maintenance thing around the barn, around the house, you know, picked mm-hmm. up bottles, worked in the dairy. I helped out in there, just odd things, you know.
Whatever they told me to do, I'd do.
Don't you carry a scarf and a cut bottle?
Yes. Where is it? There? I forgot. No. One of the hands
here.
Oh, there's a scar right in there. Another scar right there where I put a lot of empty bottles laying around the grounds and there wasn't that much to do at the time, and so Daddy Dugan said, I can't remember who the other guy was, said, why don't you guys go out there and pick up that mess, he says. So we did, and the other guy got up on the roof. How the bottles got on the roof, I haven't the slightest idea.
The roof of what? The milk house?
The house.
Of the house?
Of the house.
The big house?
The big house. You know, there were some bottles up there, so he went up there and he tossed them down. There was 3-4 bottles, I guess.
Well, it was probably somebody either put them out their windows or else had
probably.
Had just been
just
playing and
sure.
threw them up.
There was a little place that you could go out, a
mm-hmm.
flat place on the side of the house,
uh-huh.
on the east side of the house.
So he, this fella, throwed him down. I stayed down below and I would catch him. Pretty soon I kind of got smart like, you know. And instead of just catching the bottle, I went, you know, being smart.
Uh-huh.
Busted that bottle in my hand.
Hit it on the ground, huh?
Yeah, hit it on the ground. And, nothing done. I mean,
had to have stitches or just?
No, just bandaged them up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed going out on the farm.
Mm-hmm. How would you get out usually? Ride
bicycle.
Or bike? Come out on your bicycle?
Yeah, come out really on my bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had an old Hawthorne bicycle. Balloon tired,
mm-hmm.
and I'd ride that out.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live in town?
I lived clear over on Liberty Avenue.
Uh huh.
So
you had a ways to come through town before
to
you got to Colley
yeah.
Road, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Well, they would have been detasseling corn. Did you ever get put on a corn detasseling crew?
I was on a corn detasseling crew.
Mm-hmm.
Helped on that. You know.
Silly kid.
Yeah. So it was just a thing for me to remember. It's not a whole lot, but it was always a thing for me to remember.
You remember Red Holmes?
I worked with Red Holmes. He worked there at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then I also worked with him down at the Bully Corporation. I worked a long time with him before I realized, you know, that I knew this man. And we got talking kind of old times. Going, well, yeah, he says, you know, I think he had charge of the barn. I'm not sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
At that certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went, I'd done work around the barn. It was just kind of clean up and things like that.
Well, I must have been living up here then, that time.
I really don't know. I always thought, I knew I'd seen you, you know, but I thought that somebody said that he was in college or something. That's what I can always recall, something about college.
You know? No, not at your age. You see, you're almost 65, you're saying?
Yeah,
well, I'll 66.
Be almost 66. Yeah.
Almost 66. Well, I'm 62,
mm-hmm.
So that would have made me 4 years younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were
so
seven,
no,
even,
no.
So if you were, say even if you were 16, that would have made me 12.
Mm-hmm.
But we moved up here when I was 10.
I can't
so,
why so, I have that thought in my mind.
So we would have been living here. This would have been Ron's place or the new place, and
mm-hmm.
there would have been maybe, where was the office when you would go in to get your check or where you would talk to any of the office workers? Would you go into the little house there or would you go upstairs over the milk house? Or don't you remember where the office was?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure we were up here from 1939 on.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that mm-hmm. now, did Daddy Dugan own some property off like where that road turns off to State Line Road? Did he own property in that direction where there was a woods or anything there?
See, we had a hill farm that bought about in 1920. And had it for years and years. It's been sold now, but it's out on East Colley Road. That's your place.
That's across the street.
It's right where you turn off of Colley Road onto East Colley, that hill
right
place,
right
and where
there.
there's the
barn still sitting there,
and
yeah.
the house burned down on Christmas
yeah.
Day in 1950.
Well, that barn still sits there, and there's 6 acres right there that was its pasture area.
And then the woods behind that now has
well,
houses in it.
Well, the woods is way back from that point.
Yeah, well,
right?
That was the Dogan Woods. That was ours.
Maybe that's the... Was there a cabin or anything back in that woods?
The Y cabin that Roy Veman and the Tri-Y boys built was in that woods.
Sure. Did they have parties or something out there once in a while?
Oh, sure.
Get together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I remember that, but I never, I always keep, you know, since I moved out in this area, I drive this area and I always thought it was somewhere in a wooded area where that little short street is that we talked about. I thought it was always there, but see, I got confused.
No, it was up close
I'll
to where you live now.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where...
that Willie lives back.
Willie.
I don't know what his name is.
Well, and now that woods.
The cabin is still there, but it's been fixed up as a sort of an outbuilding, garage
oh,
sort of deal.
In the woods?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's wrong.
Well, I bicycled in there last summer, and it was... It's been refixed up.
It belongs... that woods is about divided into about four lots or...
Who else lives back in there? She runs a sewing machine. She had a sewing machine store.
She used to have a fabric place.
Fabric store.
And she taught sewing in Clinton.
No, they live back in there too.
Yeah, she lives back there.
But I'm surprised that
she was going to build some apartments. She wanted a duplex built in there, and she had to get a permit from the Turtletown Hall.
But I don't think she got the permit.
I haven't heard any more about it. If she
glad
got,
she didn't.
Yeah,
yeah, we
you don't want to
too.
Crowd up that place
know,
into
I
a
know.
Subdivision.
But I understood that you had to buy 5 acres out here anymore to, you know, to build a house on. And that was I, you know,
uh-huh.
we
got ours because it was an acre of land already established,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a home on it. But we were supposed to buy 5 acres. Mm. That's good. I hope it stays that way. Because that's why we moved out into the country twice now to get out of town. And before too long, 10 or 12 years...
Town catches up to
you. Yeah, you know. And it's just like where we're at now. You'd be surprised how close town is to us.
Already. And that cornfield around there by Clinic Road, now they're starting to fix
build
that into
in
lots so people can buy
to what road?
On Clinic
the cornfield
road?
There, is that, just as you make that curve beyond Clinic Road, where we head towards Chopier.
Yeah, you go towards Chopier, but it's on the curve there.
Well, another person that lives there in the woods is, I don't know her name, but she works in, the wife works in Manning's office.
Oh!
Tim Manning's
office. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's our Dr. Manning is our doctor, and she works for him. She lives,
She lives there is a cabin in there.
No, there's a cabin in there. But that's not the cabin he's talking about.
Well, that's
about,
not the cabin. This is a fairly new cabin, maybe.
Yeah, she lives back in that area. They just all paved all that blacktop it all in there, which really made it nice. I want to say, too, getting back to the farm, we talked about incidents on the phone, you know, and there was a thing that always stuck in my mind, and how it ever happened, I haven't the slightest idea, but I knew Natty Dugan was very angry, and I think anybody else would have been. Went out in the morning, and there was a heifer that had hung himself in the manure carrier, you know, where they push it out there and they dump it and leave it. And it was a terrible thing.
Now, how could the heifer have done that?
Well, I don't know. His head was caught in that chain, and then the thing went down, moved down, away, and he lost, you know, footage. And
we had John Eldred got caught in that chain. You know that story, Jackie?
Well, I didn't think he got caught in the chain. They just all got dumped.
He got his hand pulled.
Oh, did he get his hand caught in the chain at that time?
And taken up into the wheels. He got his hand torn something.
Well, he never told me that. I should ask him about it.
Well, maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Because it would have had to have been in that caper with Craig.
Yeah.
I
seen that.
Heifer?
Yes.
Tell me, was it a full-grown cow or was it a young cow?
It was a young, a heifer. I mean, it was almost to its full growth.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it was still... You know, immature. I mean, it wasn't developed. I mean, it wasn't fully. What do you say?
It wasn't full grown, fully mature.
Yeah.
and they kept some of those larger ones down in the side barn. Some. He was angry.
Oh, sure.
Was it the result of carelessness that whoever had left the manure trolley had not safeguarded it or done something, made it possible for the cow to get its head in it?
That's right. I mean, the cow had climbed up there. You know, what reason I have this slide.
Climbed up onto the
Snoopy.
Pile?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, animals, you know, they get curious, you know. And,
Well, it seems to me they left it out over the manure pile rather than moving it in at the start of the barn.
That's right.
That's where it was, over the manure pile.
So that would have been, to me, a chronic danger then, that a cow might climb up and stick its head in.
Mm-hmm.
So
it never couldn't get loose, and therefore...
So Grandpa might have been as mad at himself as he was at any of the men for not anticipating that kind of accident.
So that was something that stays in your mind, you know.
Something that stayed in my mind and I've never had satisfactorily explained is that there was a period, probably a very short period, where there was a large pit dug between the big house and the barn, slightly off to the left, so more between the wood pile and the barn, And they were putting whole cows in it.
Hmm.
Had we had some tubercular cows or some...
Buried cows?
Burying them, yeah.
I can't remember that.
I have that picture in my head of looking down into that pit and seeing dead animals in it. Okay, well, nobody can help me on that one then. Okay, have you another mention there?
Well, I was thinking about it too when I told you I used to go out and help with the haying. I think I only remember once of doing that. Go out and I drove the team out with the wagon and, you know, they put the hay on and then I drove it back. And there was a train that goes down through there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a train. I just crossed the track and maybe I might have been my fault. I might have crossed it too late, too, because after I crossed the track, they blasted that horn, the whistle, and then horses just took right off, you know. And before I got to the barn, I had lost a lot of hay on the way. He wasn't too happy about that either. But I,
now,
you know,
you were in that back field and you came over the tracks. Yeah,
over the track.
I know that field. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
all I, you know, I was just young and I wasn't no big farm guy anyways with muscles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all I could do
just to hang on.
Hold them horses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing just stick in my mind. Sometimes you chuckle, sometimes you think, oh boy, you know.
I have a memory of when I was about 17 and sitting in the car in the driveway of the big house, and they're putting hay in the big barn and driving a team of horses out toward the road. And so they would pass my car, and one of the farm workers, a man that I admired tremendously and so forth, yeah, I was sitting in the car reading and all this work going on around me. I just got back from school and he looked in the car and he says, if you ever amount to anything.
Not his dad, it was this
worker.
This worker, he was down doing a year's work from the university.
Oh.
Doing his master's thesis.
Oh.
He says to Grandpa, do you think you'll ever amount to anything?
I was speechless.
I bet you would know it.
I certainly couldn't be sure.
No.
So now, it's been, did you sell that property, if I may ask this?
Yeah, sure.
Did you sell that property where the trailer, you know, court is now?
Yes.
For them to build that on, or?
No. I sold it to the developer for the, what's his name, Jackie?
You sold it to Boutel, didn't you?
Yeah, I sold it to Boutel.
And Boutel put the trailer court there, which is too bad.
Yeah.
It's,
and everybody was,
I always felt bad about that too. But I mean, you know, that's none of our turn to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
But and I every time I go by
well
farm,
there should have been some zoning.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't at that time.
Yeah.
And they've just come at it pretty late, the zoning.
Mm-hmm. And then two of these realtors, you know, they know way in advance what's going to happen, you know, in different places, and they get themselves involved. That's the way they make their money.
Well, what's really messed up this end of town is having I-90 go through.
That's true.
With a get-off at the State Line Road and a get-off at the Milwaukee Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's really ruined this whole area. And then you've got that huge development over there at Milwaukee Road, and that's ugly, and it's just spoiled this end of the countryside.
Right.
And it's a little better out by you people. Here it's a little better. The dairy's gone.
Yeah.
But it's a little better here, but it's still, you know, creeping.
That's right.
And then it's better yet out where you are, but even that may be too close.
Right, because, see, the city comes right up there to Town Hall Road.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, Ebert's, you know, that side of the road where Ebert's lived and the other...
Hallett's.
Hallett's and all. That's all city. And you'd be surprised how quick that can come across if that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing you know, they'd be coming into the city again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in the Clinton School District, but when the censors come around, they censor us into Boyd. I says, you can't, because we're in that school district. And they say, well, we can do that. And we're really not city. I always thought it went up to that corner there.
Clinton mm-hmm. comes out in the consensus, and the city of Boyd comes out in the consensus.
So we're kind of twice.
Well, no wonder the census is a mess.
Yeah.
Some
we
people counted
tell
twice,
them.
And a lot of people counted not at all.
Yeah. We try to tell them they can't do that, and they just don't seem to understand.
Well, you're on our list, they say.
So we don't try, we try not to give them information, but you know, I mean, there we are, two people, so. We can get...
Do you remember Grandpa ever saying anything in particular? Any line he ever said to you that you remembered?
Might think of something sometime later, but
well, let me know if you do. Or any story that he ever told.
Might have already got that picture of him as well.
Yeah, I'd sure like to see that.
Come on.
I can't seem to think of any thing. He was always busy doing something or going,
sure.
You know.
You would have been a little older than that.
Yes. So I remember him more gray for some reason.
Uh-huh. Well, he was a little older, I think, but he...
This was probably back in 1926 or 7, wasn't it, when he got his award at the University of Wisconsin?
Yeah.
So he's considerably younger there. Look at how dark his hair is.
I was born in 25.
Uh-huh.
So that would make quite a difference.
That would be 15, 16 years
later.
After that. Yeah. I'll hang that back up in a minute.
I like his glasses. I tried to get glasses like that too, you know. But they don't, you know, these are close, but a long way from.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't make them anymore.
Well, a lot of men have gone, and boys have gone through that farm down there.
Yes.
I may have you on my list because I've copied names out of the workbooks.
Mm-hmm.
And your name may well be there. There are three big workbooks that take up after the small ledger. And we've got two of them and one is missing, and so we're missing the people that were exclusively in that one book that we don't have some other record of through some other way. So I keep hoping that book will show up, but I don't know where it would be at this point.
Didn't put a lot of hours there. I mean, you know, like, what should I say, several summers or anything like that. It was, I think, just the one summer,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You must have been in high school.
Mm-hmm. I was about 11th grade, I guess, maybe, mm-hmm. or I don't know, 12th grade.
Mm-hmm. When did you graduate?
I quit before I graduated, so,
uh-huh.
yeah. I've always been ashamed of that,
uh-huh.
you know, and
so you might have been in Patty or Joe's class, probably more likely Joanne's. Pat's graduation date was 44 and Joe's was 42
mm-hmm.
when she would have graduated.
That's why I made sure that my children made sure they stayed there and went through high school, and then
uh-huh.
the one boy went a short time to college until he met a girl. I took care of that. And then my older son now, he's going back to school, and he's taking up nursing. So, nursing.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's doing real well.
Mm-hmm. There's a great need for nurses.
Yes.
How many children do you have?
I have just the two sons. We have just the two sons.
We have four grandchildren.
Four grandchildren. So, he's trying real hard to stay with this project.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves people. And he used to go around to shut-ins, nursing homes, and pray for them and read to them.
Mm-hmm.
Until he got to the point he couldn't hack it anymore. He'd just leave there crying, and he'd go back, you know, see these same people, and they didn't know him. It was just like they didn't know who he was, or, you know, ever remembered him being there, and he just couldn't take it. And so he's been working in the shop, but he still wants to help people, so he's going into this nursing thing.
Mm-hmm. So where is he taking classes for this?
He's going to Black Hawk Tech.
Uh-huh.
And he also has been training at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a period that he was, and then that stopped because he had to take more studies in school. And
mm-hmm.
And that tried to keep on working.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Right. And now he's been laid off again from where he's at. What's the place now he works at?